government is yet to pay another judgment debt of $1.3 million to a Spanish company, Isofoton S.A. The company went to court to secure the judgment debt when its contract to provide solar-powered water and irrigation systems in rural areas of Ghana was re-awarded to another Spanish company without the cancellation of Isofoton's existing contract with government. The Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, made this known during a news briefing in Accra. He said the contract was to execute the installation of the panels for the Ministries of Food and Agriculture and Energy. Yvonne Natilego has more.
Government is expected to pay the sum of $1.3 million judgment debt to Isofoton SA. This comes less than 2 weeks after news broke that it owed African Automobile of $1.5 billion in judgment debt. Mr. Ablakwa said Isofoton SA was identified by the Ministry of Food and Agriculture as a suitable Spanish company with the requisite technical expertise to execute solar-powered water pumping and irrigation systems in remote rural areas of Ghana. Mr. Ablakwa said it was the then Chief of Staff, Kojo Mpieni, who told the Ministry of Agriculture and Ministry of Energy that the contract has been re-awarded to another Spanish company. This Isofoton SA saw as a breach of contract.
Today we are putting out another judgment debt which this government inherited, which we have been grappling with. Surprisingly, the former Chief of Staff then writes to their respective ministries, indicating to them that another Spanish company has been selected to carry out those same projects. When the then Chief of Staff wrote on March 21, 2006, approved projects under the second Ghana-Spanish protocol, this is to confirm the earlier correspondence from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, as well as discussion you had with the ministry on the above subject. We wish to inform you that the following projects, as well as an amount earmarked for the project, have been approved for your ministry. The Spanish company to execute the project has also been indicated against the project. Solar rural electrification, amount allocated 5 million euros. Company to execute the project, instead of Isofoton, it became Electra. You are requested to take immediate steps to facilitate the implementation of the project, this financial project. Kindly note that our ability to utilize the facility now will enable the Spanish authority to give us additional resources under a third financial protocol. Signed, Kojo O. Mpieni, Chief of Staff and Minister of Presidential Affairs.
Mr. Ablakwa referred to protests made by the Ministry of Agri and Energy to the then Chief of Staff not to reward the contract, but which was not heeded.
So you notice that the Ministry of Agri replied the Chief of Staff with the letter indicating that the Chief of Staff's decision on this matter could be costly.
The Ministry of Agri from this letter was advising the Chief of Staff that the step he had taken was dangerous because they had gone through all the procurement processes, they had selected this Spanish company, they have the requisite capability to carry out the project. The Spanish government has been duly informed, and so this last minute, as it were, the Chief of Staff ignored the advice from his ministers on this matter. All of that was ignored.
The Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudjetua Ablakwa, was quick to add that government has been able to make one-third of the payment due to the court's decision. Failure to pay will amount to contempt of court. He said this new disclosure is part of government transparency and accountability mandate to inform Ghanaians how judgment debts are accrued and paid.
A report by Yvonne Atilego. Meanwhile, vehicle dealer African Automobile is in the news again concerning judgment debt payments. This time, the company has appeared before the Public Accounts Committee over the receipt of more than 8 million Ghana cedis in judgment debts. According to the accountant of the company, Harrison Tay, the amount involves the supply of vehicles to the Office of the Chief of Staff and repairs and maintenance of vehicles for 17 ministries, departments and agencies. The latest revelation of payment is different from the alleged 1.5 billion cedis being demanded by the company for the supply of Hyundai Galloper vehicles, which has taken center stage in the news lately. Here is a report by Augustus Sakui.
The latest 800,300 Ghana cedis was paid in three installments. The first two payments were 2.5 million Ghana cedis, with the last being 3.3 Ghana cedis The accountant for African Automobile, Harrison Tate, told the Public Accounts Committee that a servicing of the vehicles dated back to the 1980s, while the supply of vehicles for the Office of the Chief of Staff was between 1995 and 1997. The lawyer for the company, Adwe Tia, noted that the initial debt was 1,500,000 Ghana cedis, but the interest accrued on the amount had galloped to 8 million Ghana cedis. He, however, said the company had not connived with anybody or institutions in the payment of judgment debts.
The records show that time and time again, there have been various demands for payment from my clients. It is never the case that they were making a few days out of the outstanding indebtedness. In fact, they were rather keen on ensuring that these things were paid timeously. The inaction, perhaps from the various ministries, have resulted in the escalation of these debts. But there has not been any collusion by African Automobile in respect of these debts that have been demanded.
The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa, pointed out to the committee's amazement as to how calculations on the interest of the amounts were made. In this light, he requested that the referee or auditor who made the calculations, as well as officials from the AG's department and the Ghana Revenue Authority, to assist the committee in the case. Yesterday's sitting, however, took an interesting turn when an amount of 525,000 Ghana cedis paid to Nene Obe Asumin seemed not to have reached the intended recipient. According to the Deputy Auditor General Yao Sifa, a check was issued in the name of Nene Obe Asumin as compensation for the acquisition of land for the Asuchari sugar factory. The current head of the family, Felix Dokuchepite Abbey, however, told the committee that he had no knowledge of such a payment.
If I were in a court, I'd have proceeded straight to the judge that I am here stark naked, because I do not have any document of any sort which shows that I have received any sum, as you have mentioned. All I know is what's appeared in the papers, and all I know is that we may be referring to probably certain factions that may have appeared and therefore signed for the said sum. But I, as the present head of the Obiasman family, have no knowledge whatsoever of any such sum, nor signed and received such sum.
The Public Accounts Committee, in the light of this, discharged Mr. Abbey and promised to go further into the matter before the case is continued.
Augustus Akui's report.